You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Cora Zanowski in for Chad Hartman on this Friday, this sunny, warm, nice Friday in May, finally feeling like summer out there. We talked a lot of Timberwolves last hour, so we're done with that for now. But look, I have never voted for Trump. And at one time, I probably had what his supporters might refer to as Trump derangement syndrome. I'll fess up to that. Okay. But after he won the election so easily in 2024, I decided for my own mental health, I wasn't going to get upset with every little thing he does. I just wasn't going to do it.
Okay.
I've made an effort to find some humor. And I think some of the things Trump does are really kind of for humor. For example, when he, I don't know whether he put the, when he showed the picture of him where he was dressed up like a pope. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
You know, I mean, that's kind of funny, I think. I think it was, I got a kick out of that. I don't know if he did it or his staff did it or somebody else did it. I thought that was funny. In fact, and the fact that he wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, I'm okay with that. I mean, I don't really care what it's called. I mean, it's that doesn't seem, you know, it's as much touching America as it's touching Mexico. It seems like a reason. Now, when you don't let an AP writer come to your press conference because the Associated Press made a decision to keep calling it what it really is called, the Gulf of Mexico, that's going a little too far.
That's
but,
fair.
But the mere suggestion on it is okay. I mean, so I'm trying to get some parts about it that I like. And when you think about it, I don't know if you heard the speech he gave to one of the military institutes graduations.
West Point, I believe.
And he was talking. Did you see the one where he's talking about the trophy wife? He goes off on a riff about how he has a friend who has a trophy wife. No, she's a trophy wife. She's you know, you don't want to do that. It's not that good. I mean, I don't do a very good Trump imitation. You know, he's a very easy guy to impersonate, but I ain't the guy to do it. And I mean, you're just listening to that going, this is Saturday. Why can, you know, Saturday Night Live can't make fun of him because you don't need to exaggerate things to make fun of him, right?
It's true.
I mean, what he did, they got the dogs, they're eating the cats. I mean, you, that's, if he had never said it, if he had said something about, oh, they're really, you know, let's say he didn't say that. And then Saturday Night Live had him saying that, that would be funny. But how can you be funnier than what Trump actually says? How can Saturday Night Live be funnier than what Trump is at? The dogs and cats was funny all by itself. Okay. I'm just saying.
Others, it was very serious.
Well, it wasn't true.
Of course, but
if we're gonna sit there and say we're gonna get mad at Trump every time he doesn't say something that's true, you're gonna get exhausted. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've got to kind of accept Trump for who he is. Okay, and unless he's really trying to do some crazy stuff, which he is, you know, then I'll get worried about it. But I'm not gonna sit here and so I'm trying to get over the Trump derangement syndrome. But you get the point. So to steal a line from Kenan Thompson of SNL, let's play "What's Up with Trump."
Okay,
what does he say? What's up with, what is that, the Kenan Thompson one? What's up with that?
What's up with that?
This is what's up with Trump. Okay. I wish we should have gotten the music for it before. It's probably trademarked or it's probably protected. But remember his claiming that the Haitian immigrants in Ohio were eating the dogs and they're eating the cats? Well, the U.S. Supreme Court this morning lifted a lower court order that kept humanitarian parole protections in place for more than 500,000 immigrants from four countries, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The court also allowed the administration to revoke temporary legal status from about 350,000 Venezuelan migrants in another case. Now, the Supreme Court's order is not a final ruling on those matters. It just means the protections will not be in place while the case proceeds. It now returns to the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston. And since I'm a lawyer, I can explain this.
Please do.
The plaintiff said, hey, he doesn't have the legal right to do this. The statute upon which he's relying doesn't give him the right to pull these protections. That's what they argued. And they went to you go to the trial court level. And this is federal court. So you're going to go into the federal court. That's where all the cases start. And you're saying, look, right now Trump is doing this. He's already pulled this protection. Mm-hmm. We need you, court, to say he can't do it, that he can't do it. In other words, you have to maintain the status quo that he can't do it until the case is resolved. And if he wins, then he can do it. If he loses, he can't do it. But in the meantime, these people would suffer irreparable harm. For example, they would not be, a lot of them will be deported and they'll be gone. And now you're not getting them back. As we've seen, when Trump deports somebody, they don't come back. Okay. So a lower court said, no, we'll give you the injunction and we're going to say that until the case is over. So they're not saying Trump was right. They're not saying the plaintiffs are right. They're saying until the case is over, and that could take years. Until the case is over, these people get to keep that protection. So the U.S. Supreme, then it went to an appellate court and they upheld the injunction. And then it went to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court lifted the injunction. So now it's going to go back to the appellate court and see what happens there. But it's for now it is lifted and Trump can do whatever he wants from these people. Now, remember the 747-8 jumbo jet that Qatar, is it pronounced Qatar?
I go Qatar.
Qatar? Qatar?
It seems like that's what we went with during the Olympics when it was there, right?
Qatar. Is gifting remember the jumbo jet that they're gifting the U.S., which happens to be in the United States now? Well, the Washington Post is reporting that it was Trump who originally asked that Qatar donate him the plane rather than Qatar offering the plane. So Trump, again, says, oh, they just offered me the plane. No, they're saying, no, you asked for it, mm-hmm. but we'll give it to you.
Not quite as kind of a gift as he made it
to be. It seems like maybe he really wants, I don't know what. I can't imagine a president. All the time I've never heard of a president asking some foreign leader, I would like a jumbo jet.
It doesn't happen often.
No. No, I mean, that's it. I know that there's a lot of people arguing. For example, we got to give the other side, Rhode Island Senator Jack Reed, the top Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee. Now, he's a Democrat, so you know mm-hmm. what's coming. Slammed the move, arguing that using the plane as Air Force One would pose immense counterintelligence risks. By granting a foreign nation potential access to sensitive systems and communications, this reckless disregard for national security and diplomatic propriety signals a dangerous willingness to barter American interests for personal gain. I have to admit, it seems a little odd to me that Qatar is going to just give him a plane and that they don't expect something in return. I do not even pretend to be educated enough on whether or not the law allows for this or not. I've kind of read both sides of the thing, and frankly, I'm just too exhausted to really to understand it. But the whole fact that he goes and asks for a plane, and then they give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And now, security risk, it would seem to me that now, whoever, I think the Department of Defense is who has the plane. I mean, this is aging myself, Rockford Files, he'd go and they bring those little things around and see if there's bugs in your lights and stuff.
Sure.
It's going to take a while to go through that plane and make sure it wasn't bugged in some fashion.
Feels like you got to strip it down to the studs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you kind of do. Okay, what's up with Trump? How about this one? RFK Jr.'s food, the mistakes in the... You heard about this, right?
Yes,
The White House downplayed questions about its flagship report on children's health, but edited the document Thursday after authors listed in the paper... after authors listed in the paper that they proposed confirmed it cited studies that do not exist. They cite studies and the people that they said had those studies says, we don't have, those aren't our studies. That's what's going on here.
This is the big Make America Healthy Again report last week talking about food and prescription drugs. And
look, I said this when I did Jason DeRusha's show a few weeks back. I am one thing I like about RFK because it's something that I've done recently in the last 6 months is I've really started to eat just real food. not any of the processed crap that is killing this country and making this country obese. And if you look and you look at this, our country is allowed to have so many chemicals in foods that many other developed nations do not allow. That if RFK Jr. can, this is to tell people, I'm not just against people that Trump appoints. I think RFK Jr.'s got some problems. But on this one, I really like that he's pushing that, and I hope it works because it would help our country a lot and would drop down our the amount of money we're spending on healthcare and everything else. So that would be great. But yeah, the highly anticipated Make America Healthy Again campaign report was released on May 22nd. But authors and publishers of at least four studies listed in the original document told AFP that their organizations were credited with the papers they did not write or that it never existed. Now, my favorite thing that's happened to Trump in the last couple of days is we all know, you know, Trump can dish it out, right? Mm-hmm. He has a nickname for everybody.
Yes, he does.
And he says terrible things about everybody.
Yes, he does.
But he can't take it. He's very thin-skinned. We know that. He dishes it out. But like I've been known to give people some crap sometime. And so mm-hmm. if they want to dish it back to me, I feel you got to kind of take it.
That's fair.
But Trump dishes it out. And in fact, remember when there was the Atlantic reporter who was copied on those text messages?
Yes.
And basically, remember, he saved Trump because he didn't publish them until Trump himself put him out there to say, see, it wasn't secret. Then he was invited to the White House. That editor who Trump called every name in the book was invited to the White House, kind of like a Bill Maher thing. When Bill Maher went, and this guy said, you know, I didn't agree with what Trump said. He goes, but he was very charming. He said, he kind of said, you know, I got to do those things. So Trump, he calls this guy every name in the book, invites him to the White House, and then makes up with him. I mean, it's, but Trump in this case, you heard the term taco?
Taco.
Did you hear the taco thing with Trump?
I don't think I did.
A reporter this week asked Trump if he was aware that investors that are engaging in taco, T-A-C-O, trades, it stands for Trump always chickens out boosting the large tariffs.
Yes,
he called it a nasty question. What happens here is the taco trade, which is short for Trump always chickens out, is a tongue-in-cheek term coined by Financial Times columnist Robert Armstrong. It has been adopted by some analysts and commentators to describe the potentially lucrative pattern in which markets tumble after Trump makes tariff threats, only to rebound sharply when he relents and allows countries more time to negotiate deals. So Trump did not take that well.
Does no,
that,
he did
and
not.
And, of that course, internet undefeated because someone dressed him up as a taco, you know, on the internet. So that was good.
A nasty question, I believe he called it.
Finally, there's a couple more, but we're just this is just what's up with Trump, which if I did the show if I ever get a news show, this is going to be a regular thing. What's up with Trump?
You might
in kind of a whimsical way, not to get too deep. So we all know he's going after Harvard, right?
Oh, goodness.
A federal judge yesterday issued an injunction blocking the Trump administration's efforts to prevent Harvard from enrolling international students, and he's tried to pull their funding and other things. A lot of people think it's because they didn't let Barron in. A lot of people think it's because he couldn't get in, and who knows why? But it's obviously a personal vendetta. But I got to say on this one, I do not like Trump bullying a college university. But if they're going to bully somebody, I'm glad it's Harvard. And I will tell you why. They have an endowment that has $53.2 billion.
That's a B.
That is obscene. And look, they're not alone. Yale has $41 billion. Think of all the money. Think what that money could do. And what is Harvard, when Harvard gets a new, there was a podcast by, the guy, I love the guy, Revisionist History, right book, he wrote Blink. This is what happens when you get to be 65. He's a famous guy. I've heard him speak. Maybe someone in the text line can help me here. But anyway, in his podcast talked about, and he went to Harvard, and Harvard got like some rich guy gave him like $500 million. And guess what they used it for?
Malcolm Gladwell.
Guess what Harvard used it for? It used it to take their already best students and give them even more stuff instead of maybe going and maybe giving some scholarships to maybe some poor people.
So
$53.2 billion. Oh, you lost $1.7 million because you can't get these students. I'm sorry. I have absolutely zero empathy for Harvard. It's obscene what these colleges do. Okay. When we come back. So many people are taking advantage of retailers' lenient return policies that it's costing those retailers a fortune. Are you one of those people? We'll talk when we come back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. We've got some here. Let's see what they have to say. Let's go down. First one is, you got to read these. These things kind of go backwards. So he says, somebody says, nothing funny about Trump. Trump does not have a sense of humor. I don't think Trump has a sense of humor. I really don't. You ever seen him? Like, I mean, I think he's being funny, but I don't think he thinks it's funny. I think it's just funny. You know, I think it's just funny because he's kind of, so people are getting a little, so these are the people that hate Trump are the ones that are mad at me now because I'm not being mean enough.
Of course.
Trump is supposed to be the leader of the free world. Unfortunately, he acts like a comedian, but he has no comedic timing. He needs to take a test ride on Musk's rocket to Mars, but then he would be left with a worthless Vance. People were so mad when Michelle Obama wanted us to eat healthy. You realize Cotter gifted the jet to the United States Air Force. There's a Trumper. You know, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what goes.
Gifted I
know
to the that's Air Force, starts. But the story was it's going to the Trump library after he's done.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. And then I went to talking about the universities, Harvard having 52.50. I got the number written down here somewhere.
52.3
okay. $53.2 billion.
Billion dollars.
Somebody said most of that money is under a restricted endowment. I get that. I get that's the rule. But I'm saying that's a bad rule.
It's still $53 billion.
You shouldn't be that rule should be you shouldn't be sitting on this money, okay? I get that's the rule. It's a bad rule. But all the rules, by the way, 90% of the rules are made up by the rich people. So, you know, that's not, this is not one of the, all, there's a lot of bad rules out there, and that's just one of them. And what could we do with the billions we have given to Elon Musk? Have we given billions to Elon Musk? I guess I don't know.
I get government subsidies, I suppose, tax cuts.
Oh, could be there. But anyway, thanks for coming in on the Talks and Text Line. Let's start with this. I really like buying clothes online, but it never works, okay? because when I get them and then I have to return them, I would have just been better off going to the store.
Do you have specific brands, or do you just buy anything online?
No, I do. I try to buy a lot of golf pants online. But I still have I still got a pair of brand new Lululemon pants that I bought. I love Lululemon pants. They're really expensive, so I'm always trying to wait because I'm really a bargain hunter.
You need a Harvard endowment to afford a couple pairs.
Yeah, exactly. But I got them, and they were a little – they're not quite long enough, even though kind of the thing now with golf pants is you're supposed to not let them be real long. Mm-hmm. If you look at a lot of the pros, you know, they're really short. I don't like that. But I didn't send them back. I've never worn them. I've had them probably 8 months, but I'll eventually go into the store because I haven't worn them, and they'll take them. And exchange them. I once purchased a pair of Sorel boots, you know, those really nice Sorel boots, which most people have a pair of those. But when I bought them, they were too big. So I ordered a smaller size and then shipped the ones that were too big back. But I didn't put them in the original box because the original box had been damaged during shipping. I put it in another box, and so they wouldn't send me the $200 back. So I swore I would never buy Sorel boots again. But the fact of the matter is, if you have a good pair of Sorel boots and you don't lose them, you will never have to buy another pair of Sorel boots.
That's true.
They ain't wearing out, okay, anytime soon. So anyway, that's it. My wife, on the other hand, will order multiple dresses and then choose between them and return the one she wants to keep and then return the other ones. But apparently, many shoppers are serial and perhaps criminal returners. Now, according to USA Today, the total returns were expected to top $890 billion, you know, a little bit more than Harvard's endowment, in 2024. According to December 2024 report by the National Retail Federation, retailers estimated that 16.9% of their annual sales in 2024 would be returned. I mean, that's obviously got to be a result of COVID, because everyone started ordering online. I mean, if you go in the store, you're much less likely to return it because you could try it on, you could see it. But shoppers also say return policies impact where they shop. 67% of shoppers said a negative return experience would impact whether they would go back to that retailer. Now, in a survey by Forter, whatever that is, of 400 shoppers in both the U.S. and United Kingdom, 68% said they believe retailers make it easy to abuse flexible return policies. In fact, 49% admitted to abusing policies in the last year. Imagine that. So how do they abuse them? One way that they abuse them is... They will wear the clothes, maybe like to a wedding.
Hide the tag and then bring it back?
Yeah, and bring it back. Now, I may or may not know people that have done that. I would never do that.
I do know people who have done that.
Yeah, I do know people that have done that. But then there's another one. Social media is full of videos of moms who brag that they've taken a year's worth of used kid clothes from Target and from the Target, Cat, and Jack brand back to Target for a refund or exchange for new clothes. But some shoppers say it's up to this Target store manager's discretion. However, Target says they have a year-long policy. You know, if you buy the clothes, you have a year to bring them back.
Their brand. They're so confident in that brand.
Yeah, so somebody wears them. They don't expect somebody. I mean, yeah, they're not falling apart, so they bring them. So the people are actually bragging about doing that.
Now, that's fraud. That's fraud.
Yeah, I think that
is fraud. If the kids are wearing them for a year,
yes, I think
whether it's two times, one time, seven times,
and
no.
I just think it's dishonorable.
Yes, right? It is.
But and here, there's actually a criminal element in this, too. Real shoppers are using cyber criminals to handle the return process for them, but with a twist. The criminals scam the retailers using methods such as disappearing ink on return labels, which show proof that some packages was scanned in and on its way back to the retailer. When that package doesn't arrive, the criminal can put pressure on the retailer to still give the refund. The customer gets to keep the item and some of the refund, while the criminal also gets a cut. I don't quite understand that. So you put ink that's going to go away, but it gets scanned, I guess, and you keep it. But anyway, I don't know. I do not. If I've worn something, I don't return it.
No, absolutely not.
As I said, those Lulu pants, I've thought about it, but I said as soon as I put them on, other than to try them on, they're not going to be there. But do you know people that I think there is, but my wife's returning stuff all the time. buys, but she does return it. She doesn't wear it.
Yeah. Well, my wife does the kind of same thing that you mentioned. You know, if it's not really sure what size is going to work, don't really know which dress, or even in the store, she'll get them both and pray to God, hopefully return the one and not forget that.
Yeah, she tries them on for me. And I'll say this, I'm very good. I'll say it right away. Good, not good, good, not good. Mm-hmm. So she uses my opinion, but I don't know what I know about women's clothing. next, some other little scam that's going on. Kyle Potter from the Thrifty Traveler joins us to talk about how Delta has been bilking solo and business travelers. We'll discuss when we return on 830 WCCO.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can reach the show through the talk and text line 651-461-9226. Kyle Potter, who is the executive editor of Thrifty Travel, covering everything from aviation news to travel deals to in-depth guides on using airline miles. Right now we've having some technical difficulty reaching him. Hopefully we'll get in touch with him before the show is over. He had an article in Thrifty Traveler that basically showed that Delta and also United and what was the other airline, Dave?
American, I think.
You know, the three largest, that if you travel alone, or especially these, you would pay more for the same flight than maybe a family of three. So if you're traveling alone, you can find a buddy to help book your flights. Maybe that would get you a cheaper fare than that. So if we hear from Kyle, we'll certainly get him on the air as soon as we can. He's always a good guest. I've heard him on a number of stations in the Twin Cities over the time. So that's been pretty good. A couple of texts on this line here. Let's see. Someone said, please don't stop pointing out this horrible man's horrible behavior. he is unfit to represent or make decisions for the U.S. Well, maybe so, but that's what we deserve. Our country elected him, and so you got to stand by him. I just kind of did a little what's up with Trump last segment, kind of getting a chuckle out of some of the things Trump does that are kind of funny. And I got another text here that said, I've had my Sorels for over 45 years. Yeah, I mean, like I said, the only reason I had to buy a new pair of Sorels is because I moved, and I think I lost them at the time when I moved, so I never got him back. So we're still no Kyle yet?
Well, he's having some phone troubles. I'm hoping he'll try to call us, but it doesn't seem like our calls are going through to his phone, which is not ideal. Yeah,
he's a responsible dude, so we knew he was going to get there. Okay, you sent me in the show prep today, you had talked about the new Roadhouse, the Texas Roadhouse franchise that's in Woodbury. Is that right? And it's really, where is that?
It's right off Radio Drive in 94.
Okay. Is it by the tavern?
Yeah, just down from it. Yep.
Is it the other side of the highway?
It's on the south side of 94 and what would be the east side of Radio Drive.
Okay. Yeah. So it's right by the tavern, kind of.
Yeah.
Yep.
And everybody's there all the time.
So that got you to thinking and it got me to thinking, what's your favorite chain restaurant? Now, I'm going to ask you. I went and I pulled up. I found an article. It was done in February of 2025. It has an opinion. It actually looks like it was scientific. But we looked at what is the number one, and this lists 50 of them. We're not going over 50 restaurants. This really surprised me. And I will say this. This is a Minnesota-based concept. The number one, according to this Arizona News survey, that has a positive opinion score of 72%, popularity among boomers 81%, population among Gen X 71%, popularity among millennials 68%. And it opened its first store in Joliet, Illinois in 1940.
But a Minnesota-based concept?
No, it's now Minnesota-based.
Oh, now Minnesota-based.
Iconic brand.
I mean, I think Dairy Queen. Minnesota.
Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen is it. And I got to tell you, I'm a franchise lawyer.
Okay.
So I represent the Dairy Queen Operators Association.
Wow,
we represent
good for
the Texas
you.
Dairy Queen.
Do you get free
Queen
blizzards
operators.
Out of that?
I do not. Everyone asks me that. Do I get free blizzards out of that?
Peanut butter parfait, something?
No. You know, one time I had, my client was in Sparta, Wisconsin. And so after I went down to take depositions of somebody that I think is somebody that they were going to sell their restaurant to. And he gave me a free lunch in his restaurant before I drove home. So Dairy Queen is number one. I will tell you my two go-tos when it comes to chain restaurants. I don't generally like to go to chain restaurants. I remember one time we were at this big forum with this big convention of lawyers, and I get in and our whole firm goes and was in San Diego, and the young lawyers goes, they said, hey, we're going to cheesesteaks. We're going to cheesesteak, what is it, cheese factory? Cheesesteak?
Cheesecake factory?
Cheesecake factory.
Yeah.
I said, really? You're in a city you've never been in before, and you're going to go eat a cheesesteak factory.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake staff, yeah. No, I'm going to go find like a little San Diego place, you know, a hole in the wall place, which I did. Do that when you're traveling.
Yes.
But
don't go to Cheesecake Factory.
But
we don't need a menu that's thicker than the phone book.
So I have two. I really don't eat a lot of fast food. I've pretty much given up fast food. But every now and then, if I've done something really good, I will stop and I will get either one or two Whopper Juniors with cheese. And because, you know, think of those things. You've got lettuce on there. You got tomato on there. You got a burger.
It's health food.
It's not bad. And it's so Burger King. And then the other one is Outback Steakhouse. And here's what I say about Outback Steakhouse. When you go to Outback Steakhouse, you don't expect it to be like Manny's.
Sure. Okay?
There's a great steak restaurant near my house, Porterhouse in Little Canada. Mm-hmm. I go there all the time. It's very expensive, but very good, right? They're a 10 out of 10. Service is great. The bar at Porterhouse is epic. Howie, the bartender, the martinis, it's fantastic, right? But it's expensive. Sometimes my wife and I go, let's just run up to the Outback. It's always, the guy's really nice. The manager's really nice. The steaks are good. They're about maybe two-thirds the cost of the ones at the expensive place. So those are my two go-to restaurants So what are yours? What's yours?
Well, Andy, you can get a Blooming Onion. You can take that
third. Yeah, I don't need the Blooming Onion anymore. I don't need that.
I'm speaking of health food. Come on, it's onion, right?
Yeah.
if it's fast food, I mean, aside from Dairy Queen,
Who doesn't love Dairy Queen?
But, you know, Arby's. I have always loved Arby's. My girls love Arby's. Simple classic roast beef. I cannot be beat.
Really?
Yes, I just love the Arby's roast beef. Don't need Arby's sauce. Don't need horse. Don't need put anything on it. Just give me the bun and the beef. I'm good to go.
It's funny because that's one of my least favorites. Because I guess when I'm going to I guess I like burgers a lot. You know, I'm not a big fan of their sandwiches and stuff. So I'm not an Arby's guy at all. I do like burgers. I like Smash Burger is fun sometimes. Mm-hmm. In-N-Out. But they're not here. One time I had a client, it was Whataburgers. And I got to tell you, Whataburgers, if you're ever down in Texas or down in the South.
It's religion down there.
Yeah, you're in the mood for a fast food burger, I would do that. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're talking to Matthew. No, we've got an opening. We'll see.
We'll see if Kyle can, we can figure out this connection here.
It is a 150. It's the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to get 75% off installation labor on Leaf Guard brand gutters before the heavy rains hit. Offer expires tomorrow. We are now joined by Kyle Potter. He's the executive editor of Thrifty Traveler, covering everything from aviation news to travel deals to in-depth guides on using airline miles. If you're traveling a lot, you should read that religiously. Kyle, thanks for joining. And you guys broke a story yesterday that kind of exposed how maybe three of the largest airlines in the country have some unusual cost or the way they're charging people for the same flights tickets. What was that all about?
Well, I mean, let's talk a little bit bigger picture first. Just when we think that airlines have hit rock bottom, they find new and creative ways to squeeze more money out of us. And in this case, what we discovered is that the nation's three largest airlines, American, Delta, and United, have all begun charging solo travelers higher fares per ticket than what they're charging groups of two or more. This is a substantial change. It is new. And it's honestly a major reversal of how airfare typically works, because what typically happens is the opposite. The more tickets you need, the more likely airlines are to charge you a higher fare per ticket. And in this case, they have clearly started to penalize solo travelers and business travelers who are just booking one ticket at a time.
Now, isn't it? It's kind of similar to, I guess, what Las Vegas does. You know, if you're going to Vegas and there's nothing going on, you can rent the same room for, it might be $1,000 if there's a big fight, and if it's a boring Tuesday, it might be $50 because they're trying to just get all their seats, all their rooms booked, right? If the day before you get there, they've got a bunch of rooms, you could get one really cheap because they want their rooms filled out because they know we'd gamble. But airlines have done this sort of pricing forever, right?
Yes and no. I mean, you know, airlines, as with anything, price is all about supply and demand. When mm-hmm. supply is high and people are hungry to, you know, travel, it's going to drive the price up. When demand is low, then it drives the price down. What we're seeing here is a little bit of a wrinkle in that. What airlines are trying to do, I believe, and I need to preface this with the fact that airlines aren't talking. They have not responded to my request for comment about what they're doing and why. But my theory, and I feel pretty strongly about this, is what they're trying to do is they're just trying to penalize business travelers, because they know that people who are traveling for work, charging their flights to their corporate card, are not price sensitive. So they believe that they can get more money out of them without them noticing or caring. But the problem here is that business travelers aren't the only people who are buying one ticket at a time. There are solo travelers who are going off for trips on their own. There are groups of friends who are planning a trip together but book their flights separately. There are people who need to get somewhere last minute in order to attend to a family emergency. The cost of
Whoop. We lose them?
We are all accustomed to airlines charging us a lot of money. This is a new tactic.
Yeah, it's and I guess it would be they know the people are going to pay it, right? I mean, because if you're a business traveler, I mean, look, when I'm traveling for business, you know, I obviously try to be somewhat conscious because it's being billed to my client, so I have to be careful of that. But other than that, you know, you care less than when you're within a group or traveling with your family. Is there anything that if I am traveling solo, is there anything I could do to combat this?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind, and obviously this isn't something that you'd want to do if you're traveling for a client, but one thing that you can do in many cases is to redeem your miles instead, because with the exception of Delta, where we are seeing this pattern play out as well, other major U.S. airlines are not penalizing solo travelers in the same way when they redeem their miles. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. The second is you can take a couple of extra steps book two tickets, then go back and cancel one of them within 24 hours of booking for a full refund. But I just want to point out that this is what it's come to, that you have to pay more upfront in order to get a normal solid price for a fare and go through the pain and hassle of calling the airline to cancel one of your tickets but not two of them. It's getting a little bit ridiculous. There are solutions here for now, but they are few and far between, and airlines really do hold all the cards.
Now, isn't it also, it's kind of, I've read a lot about airline industries and why they do this and how, you have to pay for a seat, you have to pay for food, you got to pay for your luggage, all this stuff that never used to be there in the old days. But aren't we getting what we deserve? In other words, if I'm looking at flights, I would assume that I'm going to buy the cheapest flight I can get, right? And so now we've all become a little more savvy than that. But I remember the first time I booked a flight on Spirit Airlines, I thought, oh, the Delta flight was $450. Spirit Airlines was $150. Well, and I didn't realize I had to pay for my backpack I carried on. It ended up being a more expensive flight because I didn't understand it. So now I'm a little more wary of it. But kind of the point being, if I can sell my flight for $10 cheaper than the other airline, I'm probably going to take that flight. So we're kind of forcing the airlines to get these other revenue flows to make up for that. Is that fair to say?
I mean, yes and no. Competition is huge in the airline industry. That is the single biggest factor that drives prices down. And I think, the last 4+ decades of air travel in the United States has shown that consumers care primarily about a cheap ticket. And that has led to, the creation of airlines like Spirit, like Sun Country here in our backyard. At the same time, I don't think we should give the airlines too much credit for responding in this kind of a way where they make these kind of really secretive rules that end up pushing solo travelers into higher fare buckets and end up paying more for a ticket than they would have had they booked for two or more travelers. It's a little bit slimy to me. And I think if nothing else, there just needs to be more transparency here because, I mean, I'll be honest, if not for us stumbling upon this earlier this week and writing this story, we wouldn't be talking about this. Nobody would know that these solo travelers are paying in some cases higher ticket prices. So I think if nothing else, I would just love for the airlines to come out and say, this is what we're doing. This is why we're doing it. This is how our fares work, because there just needs to be a lot more clarity there.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. Like they've had to do it with now all the other things. Well, we got about a minute. Anything else in the travel industry going on that you'd want to let us know before we let you go?
I think this just comes at a really interesting time where, for the first time in, 5 years since the depths of the pandemic, when travel really screeched to a halt, airlines are struggling to fill seats again. Travel demand has started to plateau and even kind of turn down. And, while I'm, kind of roasting the airlines for doing these shady things with how they're pricing flights, the upshot is that for the last couple of months, we have seen, better flight deals at better prices on the whole, domestically, over to Europe, even over to Asia in some cases. So as long as you can stomach the hassles that airlines put you through, it's a pretty darn good time to be booking flights.
All right, thanks, Kyle. Thanks for joining us. Kyle Potter of the Thrifty Traveler. Thanks again, Kyle. That was Kyle Potter. Re-signing of, or the extending the contract of Kwesi Adofo-Menso here on 830 WCCO.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.